Are you a newcomer?
No, I asked to be.
And then?
But I asked 3 weeks ago, and I think they are busy, so they didn't
yeah, they're
answer.
Still closed. What did you think about the meeting this evening?
I just understand through the comments that it's becoming stricter than the one from before.
That's what you understood?
Yeah.
Tonight. But some people were talking about not having too much of a policy, but to open the doors and...
Yes, but it's not the case. It's what they want to.
Are you newcomers?
A pre-newcomer standing on the door. Tomorrow it will be a newcomer, I suppose.
Both of
you? Be announced. She's
no,
a newcomer already.
So the pipeline.
Where you from?
Polish.
You're Poland and?
Indian.
And what do you think of this
Excellent.
Evening meeting?
I feel I wanted to comment, but I was like not sure because what status do I go and comment on. But I feel it's the best thing. It gave me a feeling of a very safe future. Because last when I went for a welcome talk, which was like 8 months back when they were just opening the door, it was a feeling of a lot of insecurity. It's like, you know, everybody can take a flight. And now they have put an extra barrier which says, okay, there is one more scanner which is going to scan whether you are meant for this or not. Make me feel more safe. I have nothing to lose. If I am meant to board the flight, I am meant to board the flight. There is nothing which will stop me from being an Orwellian, or rather say so-called born Orwellian. I will say that I'm born human also. I'm trying to be human and I'm trying to be an Orwellian. But I feel very safe and very nice about it. I feel like a lot of good efforts have been put into this. And it's very different. It's very difficult to differentiate between a seeker and a sucker. So all this is done is not that it will welcome somebody who is good. It is done that nobody bad should enter. And it's not about number. One seed can grow a forest. One good quality person will make 50,000. It's not about the numbers. It's about the right attitude. So I feel quite happy about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Are you a newcomer?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you think of this evening meeting?
Sorry, English.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Shali, can I have a comment from you?
We're all aspiring Orwellians. Nobody is yet an Orwellian. But I will say, I mean, I do think that there. I can understand one thing that comes to mind is, I really believe that. But I do think there is, the experience changes and deepens the longer you're here. Mm. So although you can have this opening, this inner, you know, discovery, and be very sincere in wanting to go deeper into that, this question about what difference does it make if you've been here for 1 year or 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, yes, at a certain point, it's, you know, it's numbers. But I do think that there's a difference in having just spent a year here,
yeah,
or having spent 5 years here, for example. And the person who asked that question, actually, I bumped in later and said, but you realize that you were in Orville for 5 years before you started your newcomer program. So, yeah. So then it's okay if his newcomer program was really short, because he had spent that length of time.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. Yeah, I have the privilege to be newcomer, not newcomer, Orwellian.
Sort of. Now you're
from today.
New
I'm just announced. But
the rebirth.
The question is really what is happening now. No? I mean, you have gone through that period and you're a fine guy and you have done properly and you have your house, but what is going to come now? I mean, it's what Schrimbo said. That's the proper way. I mean, if the collective would be now taking a lead to see, they are doing this way, and it would be nice. But now I'm going around, see, these guys are going to the bar, these guys are doing their own business. Then it gets a bit tough. So the question is, where's the standard, the maintaining one?
But this is part of the reason to do away with this. From one day to the next, you become Orwellian, because then it becomes a status, and you know that you have this label now. Now I can do what I want.
Yeah.
It's not true. We should, in fact, that should mean that the standards go up, not that okay, now I can kind
relax.
Of do whatever I want and relax, and you know.
We should take more responsibilities.
But because we have this terminology, which is given a certain hierarchy for whatever reason, it creates this type of reaction somehow, or so that's another reason why I think just we all have to find a way to change this terminology and status.
But it feels good. I mean, it's very strange. It works. the system works. If you're going through it for 1 year and you're baptized then, as individually speaking, it doesn't have meaning, but subjectively it works. Okay, you have gone through it, fine.
But you had had interaction, relationship with
40
all
years, yeah, yeah, okay.
Years,
there's
so
a,
that makes a little difference.
A difference, yeah, yeah.
We heard somebody saying, let's open the door, let's there not be a newcomer process, let's just the newcomers decide if it's for them. And then Kripa said at the end, we are an organization, we are responsible to select the people who come in. What do you think?
I think it's not realistic to just say we have to open the door, and it's never been like that, never. If people think otherwise, they I don't know what where they are, because when Mother was still present, she
very
did
strict,
a selection.
Very strict, very
and okay,
strict.
I mean, she could do the selection because it was at another level of consciousness, which we can't even begin to touch, which is why we have such a hard time figuring out how to approach this. But the answer, as far as, I mean, in my opinion, is definitely not to just say anybody can come, because realistically, there are a lot of people who abuse the trust. And this is actually what's brought us to this point, because of abuse of the trust. Now we're reacting by trying to create structures and rules to avoid or to stop people from abusing the trust. But, and I can understand it, but I don't think it's realistic to think that right now we can avoid that and that we can just say the doors are open. Partly because it's never been like that, so why should it be now when we don't have Mother's presence anymore? I mean, physically, and to say yes or no, no? I mean, we can't just let people...
That's why I found the presentation of the new economy.
Oh, I said enough today.
The presentation of the new economy by Eve and the Lotus Group. I found this presentation very... very interesting in a way, because there are different, let's say, level, but not vertical level, and you can apply in according your commitment on what you can do. Mm-hmm. And you can go from one kind of commitment group to another. Mm-hmm. So maybe that can be some kind of...
But don't you think that sometimes having a group of people deciding, having the power... deciding on the newcomers gives them too much the ego trip of deciding, pressing on the newcomer whether they can.
Sure, it can, but I mean, but that's true of any position of responsibility and service. For me, that's what it comes down to. It depends on the attitude of the person who's in that position. Mm. If they're really doing it as a service and not with their own opinions and agendas and I want to achieve this or that, but just to offer their service, then it's going to be a very different situation. Then you don't have that power trip reaction. So
I had a good experience. I mean, I went through the process, okay, I have a bit better access to Oracle, but there was no power trip. But it means people looked at it.
Yes, but you have been around for in a while, so they knew you and you've been
that's fine, that's
involved
correct.
In...
But extent. One point I want to make clear, I wouldn't go for the mentors deciding. It gives the wrong direction. Either for the board who is there externally and you're meeting the people twice or thrice a year and you have a discussion, I can imagine. But if you're living with people, it changes the relationship. Either if you be my mentor... Yeah, then I would have a different relationship because you're deciding about my being or not being.
It might not be.
And
that
is not very, very, very comfortable. It makes it makes it a bit sticky. And I would take this out in any case of the decision-making process. I mean, as advice, as a feedback, as a guidance, as a coaching, that's fine, needed. But don't make them decision-makers. And it's not good.
What about the exit policy? Somebody, was it you talking about
that?
Yeah,
yeah. But I was really meaning... change of the statue.
Oh, yeah.
Not throw the people out of Orville. Just to inform them that maybe it would be good for them that to change their statue. Maybe a friend from Orville to go to a friend of Orville would be a good idea, because they don't fit in the whole ville. I mean, it has to be studied, and it's very complex. There might be some criteria, blah, blah, blah.
But do you mean like to be able to move from
Orville statue, for example, to friend
of Orville or
something like this?
To quit note.
but you see, when I came first, people told me also it might be better for you, or it would be best for you to become friends of Orville, because I was running Orville International Germany, which was easier, but then I didn't feel like this. I want to become really a part of the story of living here. But you can get different criteria. You can, for some people, it might be more useful to be friend of Orville. It's your own choice.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, it's your choice. Could it be? Should it be the choice of somebody else telling you?
You can make an offer. The choice is yours.
Yeah,
you're clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Why not bamboo huts? Why not put a piece of land in there?
I'm for that.
You're a newcomer.
You know?
Yes, I'm a newcomer.
What did you think of this evening?
For the record.
It's okay.
I know what to condition, what she's going to say.
Yeah,
is she your mentor?
No, but she's from the entry service. What I find on this, I don't have any comments, I guess.
Where are you from?
I'm from Belgium. Yes.
So you are a newcomer now?
Yes, for 1 year almost. So my ending process.
Oh, okay, so you're almost there.
I'm almost there, yes.
And was it difficult for you?
No, actually.
The process was okay?
Yeah, very smoothly till now.
And what did you think of tonight? Some people were saying that we should open the door and just let people decide for themselves if they fit.
Yeah. I need to say that I have actually, I'm here for 1 year and a half now, and I don't have information enough. This evening was a little part of many years. So I don't know how the previous entry service group was or what they did. So I need to come a lot to get the whole picture. I can only say my process is going smoothly, so I'm happy to be here.
Yes. What do you do?
I'm working in Savi office.
Savi office, yeah, okay. Yeah. And you like it there?
Yes, I like to work with volunteers. We are the bridge between the world and Orville. Mm-hmm. So.
And what about the weather? Do you find it too hot right now?
It is a little bit hot. But it's okay.
Are you afraid of talking because you're afraid of... might lose the chance to become Orovidian? That's an answer.
I'm thinking, actually, because I don't know how it's going to be considered here. I'm very free to speak, but is it allowed? I don't know. I hear so many things.
What do you hear?
But it depends more on myself than the outside world, I guess. Can I allow it myself? I think this is more important. But I'm not a great speaker.
Okay. It was very nice, actually, of you to speak.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will put a good word for you. Are you still talking about the meeting?
No, we're talking about
the heat that we
need. For Orville Radio, if you want. And
yes, I want to know when we are going to open, because the entry service.
It's open. They do, that's what they said. They are taking the people that have applied in July, August, and they started.
No, but
with
the people that they are coming now, they were three Argentinians waiting. They left because they couldn't
start.
They should have
told. Look, I'm this. And people for a letter of recommendation, they help them.
Yeah, but not for starting the process. And we cannot block, because they're beautiful people coming. That's really painful.
Yes, we had somebody on one hand said we should just open the door and let people decide for themselves if they can do it.
Yeah.
And then we had at the end Kripa saying
we
are an organization, we have responsibilities.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is very true. Because there's actually, we've seen a lot of people, some are very nice, But yeah, you can, especially for the visa, you have responsibility, and you have with this old entry service, or the one in place, the entry policy. You don't need to live in Oroville. You don't need to work in Oroville. Okay. So, are you going to give visas to people that want to be somewhere else in India?
No, this is not.
It's possible. This is the mistake in the policy.
We could. Arrange this and stop everything.
But there was the whole. I know. There were so many things.
So people come.
They don't need to work. They don't need to pay for Oroville, and they don't need to live in Oroville. But after a year, they come and say, "Can I have a house from you?"
But the living in Oroville is probably because there is not enough housing.
But we are working on it.
It's nobody's fault. It's just a fact.
The newcomer housing, there is not full
at no.
Yeah.
time. We have newcomer houses for newcomers, and we have, at the moment, I have enough. Because we have a lot of newcomers, they don't even come to us for newcomer housing. Mm. They say, I'm living with this friend in that community. Mm. Six people in the same house with a friend, which means they are not living there.
Yeah, yeah. If they're just putting an address.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, entry group, housing, it's not easy.
I know.
Not easy.
You have to be, I mean,
human
are you a newcomer?
Not yet.
No. Did you assist the meeting?
Yes.
What did you think in general?
I felt inspired to attend the general meeting. For me, it was the first time I was in a room with so many Orovillians, which I felt genuinely interested by the topic. I don't know the old policy or the new policy, so for me it was, on the content level, it made no sense, all the ping-pong between the ideas. I liked the commitment of the people that spoke and the ability that I saw that they could go beyond what was meaningful in their personal stand and to actually see the why we are doing this. Mm.
You from Russia?
No.
Not this time.
Where are you from?
Romania.
Romania. Wow, you're in Romania.
Latin language.
What's your name?
Anna.
Anna. Okay, so you're the Romanian Anna.
It was a good meeting.
One question. Maybe I ask it to Sonia because Sonia is the...
Yeah.
I didn't see many Tamil newcomers in there.
No, Tamil.
What do you think? Why...
Somebody say that, yeah.
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 Maybe they don't look at the email so much. They don't maybe look at the news and notes so much. It will be very interesting to have them in the discussion as well. Because I think they have benefited the most from this new policy. Because now suddenly all the spouses can become newcomers. That's what I see.
You don't listen what Daniel say? I agree with him.
But there was no talk about that. Yeah, you said there's
no. He said it kind of was a meeting of Balakala.
Yeah,
it's open to everybody.
It's open
to
everybody. It's announced.
No. The meaning that this way is like for us. You know what I mean?
I'm English is not my first language.
No, but you are not a local. No, it's a different story.
Yeah, but it will be interesting to have them also.
But that may be the next time when they hear that it's been going, then they come.
Perhaps we could have one of the facilitators as a Tamil.
Yeah, they are not Tamil.
Tamil, perhaps, like he could encourage them.
Mm-hmm. If you look, like there's about 400 volunteers from all over India coming to join and being in Oroville working. Not really joining yet, but they're on
volunteering at least.
Volunteering, they're on the edge.
Yes.
And they are very interesting. Yes. So you get a good mix. But we see. We need a lot more people. I'm supporting that we need a lot more people, but it should be nicely mixed. More people from Romania.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, everybody.
The more important thing is to get this good feeling that we were working together, not thinking the same. We didn't say the same things, but it was a kind of positive, harmonious space, and the people were saying what they were feeling without fear. Well, without fear, without against anyone. I think that we are far away. Because we are not good examples. We, the people living here. And we're too much on the mind, and I don't know. We do what we can do. I hope that we are going to change and everything is going to change. But the meeting, for me, was very good. But now what? We need more. I mean, we cannot going on having the entry service closed 7-8 months. We block the energy and there's beautiful people coming. Very beautiful. Did you see that? No? Amazing.